The celebrated American writer John Steinbeck, known for his classic literary works like The Grapes of Wrath, Of Mice and Men and East of Eden, once visited a quiet corner of County Derry, seeking to reconnect with his Irish heritage. Our reporter, Mark McMenamin, has the story.
Every Irishman, and that means anyone with one drop of Irish blood, sooner or later makes a pilgrimage to the home of his ancestors. I am half Irish, the rest of my blood being watered down with German and Massachusetts English. But Irish blood doesn't water down very well. The strain must be very strong.
The place seemed to have played quite an important part, this area, in his background and his growing up. He particularly relates to his grandfather, and I think it's the sort of typically Irish storytelling connection that he picked up on.
It's not that he ignores his German and Massachusetts roots, but he identifies with his Irish roots. And if you look at the way he writes, there is a quality of it. He identifies with the underdog.
In 1952, the great American author John Steinbeck travelled to a small rural parish outside Ballykelly, County Derry, to explore his Irish roots. This is local historian Dougie Bartlett.
In fact, he does say that his passion and his love of literature and so on came from the Hamilton side of the family. He had quite a selection of ancestors, if he'd wanted to go down the direction. He had German and English and Massachusetts and no want of characters, but he seemed to focus on the Irish aspect.
Steinbeck had just published his magnum opus, East of Eden, a semi-biographical epic loosely based on his own family history. One of the principal characters shared the name of his grandfather, Samuel Hamilton, a native of Ballykelly, who Steinbeck remembered as a child.
My grandfather was a really great man of sweet speech and sweet courtesy. He died when I was quite young, but it is remarkable how much I remember about him.
Although Steinbeck wasn't very old when the grandfather died, he said he had great commerce with him, great conversation with him, had spent a lot of time with him, had obviously picked up on some senses of him, that being exaggerated further through the memories of his grandfather brought about by his mother or through the stories or whatever.
Samuel Hamilton had emigrated to the United States after the famine, eventually making his way to California. Steinbeck had always been apprehensive about visiting Derry, lest the myth that he had built up in his head about his grandfather being almost larger than life failed to live up to his expectations.
He'd always panicked a wee bit about going back to the ancestors, because he had built up in his head this wonderful image of his grandfather and thought his grandfather was, that there was a bit of illegality about him, there was a bit of spirit about him, he had a lust for life and great fun. And the image that he got of the hospitality in Derry was bizarrely quite different.
This is historian and author Brian Drummond.
He arrived on a Sunday and the town was locked down. He couldn't get a drink. And he even bartered with his hotel manager to try and get a bottle of whiskey, and it was not forthcoming. So he took it to be a very dour place and a very dour town. But the following day, he makes a connection with a taxi driver and he starts looking for the original farm place, which is kind of unfortunate. There's a sadness to this here because he missed his last surviving ancestor by 2 years, who was one of the last Hamiltons in the area. So when he calls to look for his roots, he ends up essentially looking at graveyards.
Steinbeck found the old Hamilton homestead intact with new owners, but they didn't remember his grandfather. Eventually, he made his way to the local graveyard where the sexton, or caretaker, showed him the final resting place of his ancestors. Dougie Bartlett, local historian.
He was directed to a caretaker of the Ballykelly Presbyterian Church, where Samuel Hamilton, his grandfather, had been baptised in the 1830s. So the graveyard's actually in Tamlach Finlaggan Church, and there's a photograph actually of Steinbeck kneeling at that church.
According to Dougie, Steinbeck's sense of Irishness and the influence of the Hamilton side of his family is clear in his writing.
Steinbeck saw the story of Samuel Hamilton as the pioneer story, the typical American pioneer story, who goes out with nothing, crosses the country, and makes something of it, a meager existence, but at the same time, an existence and something creative. And I think that's why the literature of Steinbeck still survives, because it does so typically show that group of people, that era, and all that there is with it.
When Steinbeck returned to America after his visit to Derry, he wrote a piece for Collier's magazine, which expressed his feelings as he looked at the graves of his ancestors in Ballykelly. He recalled meeting the local sexton, who showed him where his relatives were buried. Among them were his great-uncle William and his cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth had been known locally for her rose garden, where she spent a great deal of time cultivating flowers, a garden now overgrown and neglected. Steinbeck wrote,
"The rain was beginning to fall. The sexton left us for a moment and came back carrying a full-blown red rose. 'Would you like to have it?' he asked. I took it. And that's the seat of my culture and the origin of my being and the soil of my background. The one full-blown evidence of 1,000 years of family. I have pressed it in a book."
And that was Mark McMenamin reporting there on the story of John Steinbeck's ancestral pilgrimage to County Derry in 1952. That's all we've time for on this evening's programme. Details of all our items, as well as podcasts, are available on our website, rte.ie/historyshow. My thanks tonight to Pather Carney on sound and our researcher, Ian Kennelly. The History Show is a Pegasus production for RTE. For now, from me, Miles Dungan, and producer Lorcan Clancy, goodbye and thanks for listening.